This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and I'm happy to have on the program with me with the Illinois County Health Department, Becky Selenko. And Becky, it's good to have you back on the program.
Great. Thanks for having me again.
You've got a special, a project that you got going on with the Illinois County Health Department, and it's all regarding safe storage, isn't it?
It is, Dale. We are really trying to promote the safe storage and handling of medical marijuana and just marijuana in general as well.
So you did receive a grant in order to help with promoting this from the state? Was that correct?
Correct. It's from the Cannabis Regulatory Agency, which is a division of within the state departments. And this is our second year that we've had this grant, and we're just trying to really get the word out about the safe storage and handling of marijuana, and have been doing several different projects to promote that.
Now, one of these is that you are giving out these safe storage bags. I guess a lack of a better word for me to use. Am I using that correctly, Becky?
Correct. They're locked bags, actually, so they have a zipper on them, and then inside there's a little programmable lock that people can make their own combination for, three-digit combination, to then keep the zippers together and keep it locked.
Yeah. That's kind of nice. That's a nice idea and a great way to make sure that those that are not supposed to get their hands on that don't.
Correct. We're really just trying to get the word out, but also promote the concept that if you have it in your home or a grandparent's home, that you want to be able to keep it secured and out of the hands of kids and pets as well.
Yeah, that's for sure. Because it is so easy for them to think that this is something that they could use and just try, right, Becky?
Correct. There's so many of the products these days that have the packaging and design and colors even of typical things that kids would eat, like candy or that type of thing. So the more that they can, keep it away from them, the better.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that, and these lock bags are a great idea to help with that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of success working with our local marijuana dispensaries in the county, and they've been great in working with us to partner to get these out to the people that would use them in their home.
Are there other ways that you are getting these lock bags out, Becky?
There are. I do 25 plus outreach events throughout the county during spring to fall. So I've been taking them to all these places. I've been at the farmers markets. I was at Tecumseh last weekend. I'll be at Adrian this weekend. And we also participate every year in the Blissfield River Raisin Festival, the Lenawee County Fair, Artalicious. We really try to get out there, and we'll be having these bags with us every place we go.
So important to have these available and able to give out to the community, isn't it, Becky?
I think so, because it's just one less thing that they have to think about that, okay, it's right here. They gave it to me. It's not something they have to think to go out and purchase themselves. And we just like to have them accessible to the community.
Yeah, yeah. And I go back once again and saying that having that combination within those lock bags, what a great idea for that. So that only you that is using that is going to have accessibility to it.
Exactly. It just kind of adds one more step to kind of provide that protection.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely for those that are not supposed to get to it, get them a little bit frustrated if they can't get into it, right, Becky?
Right, maybe, but that's probably a good thing most of the time. Right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. So you're going to be at the Adrian Farmers Market on June 3rd, right?
Correct.
So during the time that the Adrian Farmers Market is going to be open.
Correct.
Okay. So that's going to be a great way, but then also be looking for you at other events throughout the spring and summer then.
Yes, absolutely. We try to cover a lot of different community events and festivals during this time of the year. We're also at First Fridays every first Friday of the month, so that's another good place to catch us.
That's right, yeah. And, don't be shy about asking about them, right, Becky?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. If somebody has a need, somebody was able to give me a phone call. I was able to get one out to somebody. So if you don't catch us there, there's still other ways that you can connect with us to get one.
I think it's really great that reaching out to the dispensaries and that they've been so willing to be able to help disperse these out too, knowing that the safety aspect of it.
Yeah, they've been very great partners, really, just because I think it's good that they also are trying to promote, like, we're not, you know, we want to keep this away from kids and pets as well. And, you know, it kind of works with our mission, too. So it's been a great partnership.
Along with the lock bags, that you also have some other type bags that you'll be giving out too, right, Becky?
We do. We've purchased little kind of 8x10 little tote bags that people can pick up from us when they pick up other information. It's great when, especially like at the fair or other places where they find a lot of information from us that they want to take, and then they can just put it in that bag, and they make great bags for library books, or, you know, if you're, you know, want carry your lunch or whatever. So, or yeah, in the car, they're a great trash can too.
Oh, there you go. That's a great idea. Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. So, but, you know, but still, that reminder is printed on the bag too about, you know, about safe storage.
Correct. Yep. We just like to promote the message, you know, keep kids safe, lock it up. So that's, yeah, that's what we're trying to get out there.
Okay, for sure. If you want to make sure that you get one of these safe storage lock bags, June 3rd at the Eatery and Farmers Market, that will be right there on Toledo Street during the hours that they're open. And to be able to get your safe storage lock bags there, mm-hmm, or anytime in any other of the events that might be happening, to kind of search you out and see if you're at that type of event, and to be able to get these bags because they're so, so important.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, great. Becky, thank you so much. Anything else about the safe storage lock bags that we didn't cover?
I think you hit on the main points. We just, like you said, we're just trying to get them out to the community, and it's really an important thing that we're promoting this time of year.
Yeah, absolutely. Great. Thanks so much for being on the program, Becky. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And thanks to all that you're doing at the Lenawee County Health Department.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Becky Selenko, my guest here on Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.